The Gemara had opened by presenting Machlokas Rabba and Rava, opening Mishnah, Bifanai Nichtav, Bifanai Nichtam. The Masechta, our Masechta opens with a Takana Drabban in the world of Gittin. And maybe get has to, maybe Dina Sayam, not only do you hand the get, not only does the Shaliach hand the get to the woman with Edus Lakim Adavar, those are Dinim Daraisa, and Midrabban, the Mishnah mandates that he also, if he's coming specifically from Medina Sayyam, he needs to make a report before Nechtav Vayanechtav. Why is that? Opening question that the one has. Rava says the reason for the Takana Drabbanan is? The Shem Bikim B'Lashma. Well, why did the get wasn't written properly? Rava says that the reason for the mandate Drabbanan Vayanechtav is? Eidei D'Mitzvah L'Kayma. We're not sure that we would have the wherewithal to do a kima get later on. There isn't enough traffic. Ain't sheriff's mitzvahs. So, the Gemara expands the Daf Beis on Beis and much of Daf Gimel and Aleph on the first question, the first kasha on each, which is what's the value of having one? Sai according to Rabba, Sai according to Rabba. Vi to Vi. Either way you're going to turn, we don't understand why eight echad suffices. The Gemara deals with that. For each of them, a somewhat similar tarot, but the nifei is only drabbanan, and atoy don't need any edus. So midrabbanan, the only requirement is midrabbanan, so they only required a single eight. Now the Gemara moves on to the second round of questions. Before round three, which will bring us into the world of eight. Rava, my time in the Karaba, take a look inside your voice, Sarah, I'm 60% of the way down. Here we are in 3A3. The Rava, my time in the Karaba. The second time today. The response time is not wrapping it up.
Sometimes it doubles for
Rava, my time in the Karaba. Steph is wearing a red shirt. Rav Maitan Lama Karaba. Rav Maitan Lama Karaba. Take a look inside. Rav Maitan Lama Karaba. The second question, after we ask the first round of questions were individual, Rav Kishalatsma. How do you send the sheet in a vacuum? Why? How does the solution solve the problem? What does it help to have one shliach, one aid? The second question, second round of kashas, is a question of comparisons. Given that each Hezber is adequate, which one is preferable? Why did Rabba choose his over Rabba's? Why did Rabba choose his over Rabba's? So first we want to know why did Rabba choose his over Rabba's? Why did Rabba choose the concern of Kiyum Shtaris rather than the concern of the quality of the get itself, the halakhic quality of the get in terms of Bikin B'Lishma? Rabba Maitamal Amakir Rabba. Why didn't Rabbu also say like Rabbu Shvayim Bikim L'Shma Melcha Vikasayim Vaynechtav L'Shma Vaynechtav L'Shma? He didn't say L'Shma. If it's all about L'Shma, then he should say that. Let's see both halves of this round of kashas, then we'll come back to digging further. But Rabbu says that the reason why I didn't like Rabbu is because worry not, everything's been recorded already. Gotta box it in. Forget about that. We're learning this. That was good.
We vote on that.
So the language the Gemara gives us, the Mishnah gives us, find us in these four words. So what Rava is bothered by is, according to Rava, there should be a carrot. It should be Fainechtav Lishma. Even better. Use the color. Rava says, if it was really about Lishma, It's Iker Chasim and HaSefer. The Fahim Nechavai Nechavai, you didn't mention the main point. You didn't mention the main point. So a good kasha. So, Taka, what would Rabbah say? The Rabbah. How would Rabbah respond to that? The Dinu, the Lisniachi. You're right. Rabbah says to Rabbah, it's a fair point. And fundamentally, if we could, we would. If we could, it would be ideal to include the word Lishma in the Nusach, the mandatory Nusach. However, there's a problem. There's a cost associated with that. What's the cost associated with adding the word Lishma? A lot of important Aramaic words there. Nafish. Nafish means more, a lot, more. Imapshisle, the nun falls out. If you're going to be marbe, imapshisle dibure, imata marbe es hadibur, if you're going to give him a longer sentence to say, asile migzaye, he's going to come to bigozes. He's going to give it a haircut. The longer the nusach, the more likely it is that words get worn down. And that's a concern. We don't want him to not say the proper nusach. So we want to keep it short and sweet. So you're right. It would be clear if we say b'fayin nechtav l'shma, b'fayin nechtav l'shma. But Rabbah says that would be ideal. But it's dangerous. It has a risk of us doing it. That would be a problem. We'll have to come back to think about why is that a problem. We'll come back to think about that soon. So the Gemara says, well, Rabbah, if you're really so worried about us in Migzay, so maybe that's going to happen here too. Fine. Sometimes people cut things too short. Sometimes people leave things too long. Tigger about toast and cross their issues. This is true. The people may just cut it down to a single word. The Gemara says, that's not as common. Chadimi plas goyes, chadimi tarki lo goyes. More people will cut down b'fay nechtav l'shman to b'fay nechtav, than people will cut down b'fay nechtav into just b'fana. You think you're so cool? Just like, what is it, like a text? Or once upon a time, telegram? I just cut it down to one word, b'fana.
Yeah, I'm writing the new book
on my nechtav. There you go. So, sorry?
B'fana, stop.
Exactly. There you go. So the Gemara says, there always is a possibility of gaz. This brings us back to something we've dealt with earlier in the fourth parak, which is Chazal already dealing with probabilities. So there is a chance that for someone, we're not saying it's impossible for someone to cut two words to cut down a two word phrase into one, but that's not nearly as common as cutting a three word phrase into two. So Rabbah said, look, the way Chazal crafts the Takana Drabanan, we're trying to balance multiple. There is a tension. We want to be as clear as possible. At the same time, we want to be as durable and sustainable as possible. So if we're just going to go for all clarity, so then let's make it very long. If you just want to go for sustainability, make it super short. So we try to balance it. Say the permanence, the sustainability, the durability of the Nusach takes a big jump when you go knock it down from three words to two, so that's a valuable abbreviation. We're not as worried about people being gozes from two to one. And then le'idach, you say, obviously you have a lot more meaning by saying b'fana nechtav instead of just saying b'fana. B'fana nechtav l'shma would be ideal, but b'fana nechtav still does the trick. So that's what Rabbah says, that Rava attacks Rabbah's pshat, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the Nusach HaMishnah at all. And Rabbah says, Ad Rabbah. I think the Nusach HaMishnah is an elegant balancing act of clarity and sustainability if you understand, as Rabbah does, that the message we're trying to convey is Lishma. The Fanei Nechtav, those two-word phrases are an elegant balancing. Yeah, we would love to say Lishma, but then the concern of Gaiz. We're not as worried that a two-word phrase gets cut down to one. We are more worried their three-word phrase cuts down to two, so Chazal carefully balanced the two-word phrases that give you some clarity and they give you sustainability. And now the Gemara says, and how about the other direction? For Rav, my time alone with Rav. Acher kechol sakol. Okay, so Rav says, look, this is a very elegant balancing act. Befanei nichtav, not befanei nichtav l'shma, but not befanei. Okay, but still, what's wrong with saying kiyum hashtar? If it's all about kiyum hashtar, it's not about the specifics of l'shma, so then there's nothing missing whatsoever. Everything is there. If it's about kiyum hashtar, it's about eidim mitzuyim l'kaimo, you want to know that he knows that these signatures are legitimate. He's telling you he was there. What could be better than that? What could be better than that? There's no concern of leaving out information. Rabba, my time, Allah, Makarava. Good Rabba can defend his own position, but why is that superior to Rabba? Why did Rabba choose Bikin Balashma over Eden Mitzvah and Lukan? He says, no, there is a problem for Rav as well. And interestingly, it's also a problem in terms of the Nusach that Chazal chose. But it's similar that way. It's opposite in that it's not a question of there are missing words. Everything is there. It's a question of there are too many words. Rav my time alam karav, arm lachan kein nistim b'fai nechtam v'su lo, and no more. All you have to say was b'fai nechtam. Right, the blue is what Rava would want Rava to have added. And the green is what Rava would have wanted Rava to have cut out. Who needs Befanai Nichtam? Why are we talking about Ksiva at all? Let's talk Ksima. Eidim Mitzurim L'kaimo. Why are you talking about Ksiva Saget if it's all about the signatures on the get? Now, the obvious question that we're going to get to, this is the next step that we're not there yet, is meaning... Rabba saying Lishma thinks that Ksiva and Chasima both do belong. Now that's the assumption. That's going to bring us in the next stage of the Gemara, as we go to Gemara Beis, into which part needs Lishma. Is it the Ksiva, is it the Chasima? That's going to bring us to the heart of Reb Meir Belezer and the role of Ksiva and Chasima. Is it two types of Eidim? Is it Chasima Kaisi and Sira Kaisi? That's common attraction. But for now, Rab is saying, Lefishi Tasi, that's about Lishma, I understand we're talking about both Ksiva and Chasima. But according to Rava, it's all about the Chasima Se'edim. All you want to do is substitute for what? For our usual, typical Kiyam Hashtar. As we saw, what do you do later in Gittin and Ksubas? What do you do when you do a typical Kiyam Hashtar? All you do is you focus on Chasimas. You don't get involved in the text of the shtar itself. All you look at with the Kiyum Hashtar is, do we recognize these chasimas? The Eidim themselves remember sign it, or some other Eidim recognize these are the signatures of those Eidim, or we do Dima chasimas, we compare it to other signatures that we have. It's all about the chasima. So Rabbi says, I don't understand. In Kainis in Bifanei Nechtam, if it's about Kiyum Hashtar, so we should just say Bifanei Nechtam, it's too low, but nothing else. Bifanei Nechtam Lomli, why are you saying Bifanei Nechtam? At all! Shema Minabayin L'Shema! Says Rabbi, dead giveaway, it's not about Kiyum Hashtar, if you talk about Tziva. It must be about something that has to do with the writing of the Shtar as well as the signature. So Rabbi says, well, you're right, Rabbi says. In parallel to what Rabbi said before, you're right, that would have been ideal, but I have a counter pressure. And Rabbi had said, I would love, you're right, it would have been ideal to have added the terms Lishma, but there's a counter pressure that once it's too long, you run the risk of it getting shaved down. If people aren't going to say the full Nusach. So here, Rabbi says, you're right, it should have been shorter, but there's a cost to that as well. What would be wrong with just saying Befanei Nechtam? Rabbi says, "V'dinu d'lisniach." You're right. Really, we should have, could have, should have, would have. It would be in a vacuum, in an ideal universe. Yeah, we should just made the. We should just be masakein that the shlech says Befanei Nechtam. Why did we add Befanei Nechtam? What cost is there in leaving out Befanei Nechtam? In Ken Asi Lichlufi Bekiim Shtar is the Alma Be'ed Echad. Then there's a concern of what's going to come to, right? Rabbi worried about Asi, it's going to come to Lemigzaye, it's come down. Rabbi's worried Asi Lechlufe, the Kiyum Hashtar is down. It's going to get confused with regular Kiyum Hashtar. In other words, as Rashi says, this is, as the Gemara explained before, Normally, as we saw later in Gittin adding Ksuvos, Mishnah Ksuvos, normally Kiyumei Shtar requires two Eidim. Here there's a special exception, because the need for Kiyumei Shtar is only Kiyumei Shtar maybe Bechal Drabbanan. Here it's in a further Drabbanan, the Mishumi Guna, Kila Rabbanan, it's enough to have one. But we would not want that special Kula Mishumi Guna in this one case to bleed into other cases of Kiyumei Shtar. People can say, look, I remember last week they did a Kiyum HaShtar and a get is very serious, and yet they did a Kiyum HaShtar with just one aid, and that was fine. It was a reputable Bezdin. So obviously, Kiyum HaShtar doesn't require two aidim. That would be the problem. Also, people are going to think that any Kiyum HaShtar can be done with merely one aid, so that's a cost. So in order to prevent that, how are you going to make sure that people realize that the unique that this kula of doing Kiyum HaShtar with merely one aid is a local specific kula just for this case? We're going to have to make this case distinctive. We're going to have to make it look different. It can't just look like a regular Kiyum HaShtar. How do we make it look different? Like we said before, what before was the kasha is now part of the teretz. What before was part of the problem is now part of the solution. Before the kasha was, what are you schlepping ksiva to Kiyum HaShtar? Like I said before, you never involve yourself in the ksiva by Kiyum HaShtar. Rabbi says, that's exactly the point. We schlepped it in, so it won't look like a typical Kiyum HaShtar. This will be different. Instead of in people's minds, they just did Kiyum HaShtar. No, that was the fanech fanechtam. That was like some other type of thing. If people understand that this is unique and this is different, even though Rabbi says, at its core, we are accomplishing Kiyum HaShtar, but we want, this is a unique type of Kiyum HaShtar. We don't want people to confuse them. So we add the ksiva. We add the ksiva so that it will not get confused. So now Rava has to reply. Rava makes a good point. Right? Rava makes a good point. There's a reason why we include B'fai Nechtav. So Rava was saying he doesn't like Rava because B'fai Nechtav is out of place. Rava said, "Ad Rava, it's exact. I want something which is out of place, so that I, while at the same time I'm accomplishing Kiyum HaShtar, I maintain its uniqueness and its distinct look, as a distinct brand, a distinct flavor. It's different than your typical Kiyum HaShtar." Yeah, Kasha?
What's the concern
about
Sivah Kufa? Isn't just that people will think this? Because if it's that people actually carry out, Hill Basin never let them do Kiyum HaShtar Kohanim. I mean, it would be weird to say that, like, the concern is just that people think that they're not...
I'm not sure. You're saying Lamaisa, the Kiyum HaShtar is usually done in the basement.
Yes.
So you think that the but they did are not going to notice? I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. Yeah, I'm not sure. Rashi says, "Man dechazi sabar kol shtar is nami bechav kain." One who sees it will think that you could do Kiyum HaShtar with one. So does that mean?
Does that mean that
you'll have batei din who will do that, or does it mean that people will get messed over in other situations? People will lose out because. What are you going to say?
People might think to set up their systems that are going to
work. Right. I'm gonna. Yeah. Right. We're doing a business deal. I'm a loan, a transaction, whatever it is. So we're going to have a shtar. So I might have to think about who my agent will be. Right. So I assume, you know, I know I'm traveling to France. I'm going to be taking a shtar with me to France. But no, I'm not worried because I know there's one guy there who recognizes these signatures. That could be. It's not just a question of, when I get to France, I try to make the star, I'm going to discover to my chagrin that the Basin refuses to make because I need two. Maybe that's a concern. Not that the Basin will do an improper Kiyum HaShtar, but that the Balei Dinim, the Balei Dvarim, in arranging their business affairs, in arranging their shtaras, will make cheshbonos based on their incorrect data. Chazal are deeply concerned with people not losing their money. Again, in the world of the Beis Medrash, so you don't see Kiyum HaShtar, and you don't see contracts in general. But if you're in a world of business interactions, contracts are happening all the time. people in particular industries, sure. This is weekly, if not daily, occurrences. People are doing deals. People are buying and selling and renting and leasing and hiring, and stuff is happening and lending. And I need my shtaris to be durable and workable and versatile. Again, shtaris aren't just an abstraction. This is part of the basic framework that makes an economy run, is that things are documented and provable and actionable. And if you can have a significant percentage of the population will have basic misunderstandings about what makes a good shtar, that's going to be a real problem. So, and especially as I don't know if you showed a point in that, but I was saying before, it could be the chashash is heightened by the fact that we tend to be very machmer about this. And everyone knows that's a high standard. But even it's a very likely concern, I assume. And even a get to mekayim a get with one aid. So of course, all kima shtars must be with one aid. There's no need for aid zakima davar by shtari mamon. There is a need for aid zakima davar by a get. A get is a very, very severe thing. So it's probably not an unlikely mistake to happen. And again, in the Beis Medrash, writing a shtar or using a shtar is a mussel shchicha. But the Chazal were take care of people who are trust from Nassim and people who are in the marketplace. People in the marketplace, in particular industry, this is Dvar Mais B'chol Yom. This is Mais B'chol Yom. More of a confession.
Well, what's the nature of Kiyum Shtaris in the sense of the loss of Kiyum Shtaris? Because Asya L'Kulpe,
you're right. Kiyum Shtaris is a Din D'Rabbanan Al Pi Pashtus. It's a nice Gzeira. That's why I would say another Revach of what I was saying before. It's more of like a. It's more of a Tikkun HaOlam. It's going back to that point. It's not so much we're worried that someone will do a Kiyum Shtar improperly. And what would happen? Do Kiyum Shtar probably like to that. That itself is a violation of Drabbanan. And maybe more, given that they didn't know what they're doing, and the but they didn't will not do a Kiyum Shtar with one aid, we're worried that people will end up losing money because of their misunderstandings. We want to make sure not to propagate a widespread misunderstanding of the basic demon of Kiyum Shtar, so people don't lose that. Not a question of violating the din, the question of being chasam and mamon shel Yisrael. That's what I would suspect. Worth looking around and seeing if Rishonim explain what this means, but that's what I would guess. Now, with that, now taking that back in, the Rabba, so what would Rabba say? Rabba made a good point. If there's a concern of Asi L'chlufe, so we understand, well, really it's a Kiyum Shtar. We want to give this Kiyum Shtar its own unique brand. Just like businesses sometimes want to give, you know, want to rebrand, want something to have its own look, its own flavor, its own feel. So we want the Bifayin Nechtad experience to have a distinct feel that's different than the typical Kiyum Shtar experience. So that's all we added. The most efficient way to do it, I can tell them, wear a different type of shirt. No, say the words Bifayin Nechtad. It's the simplest, smoothest, most efficient way to accomplish this goal. Doesn't require props, doesn't require a color scheme, just an added two words. It's a very effective way to do it. Incredibly efficient and effective. So why so now we're back to square one. Why didn't Rabba like Rava? The answer is, Rabba says, no, midami, hasam yadina, hacha b'fonai, hasam isha lo mehemna, hacha isha mehemna, hasam baldavar lo mehemna, hacha baldavar mehemna. Rabba says, there are a host of other differences already built in. You're right, I agree with you, Rabba says to Rabba. I agree with you, us l'chlufe is a concern. It's just that you don't need to find an echtav to solve it. You already have other solutions. There are other factors that already distinguish b'fanei nechtam from his classic Kiyum Shtar. Rabbi very quickly mentions three. Number one, hasam yadin and hacha b'fanei. Over there, we say, we know. As in, normally, whereas here we say b'fanei. In other words, nor by Kim Ashtar, the Eidei Kim don't have to say, we saw Reuven and Shimon sign the document. They come and say, we recognize. That's what the Mishnah says. We recognize the Kim Ashtar, the signature. Here, the Eid can't just say, I know the people who signed. He has to say, Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta. Everybody spoke about earlier that part of this takana is not just what the Shliach says. Step two is what the Shliach says. Step one is where the Shliach is. When you're writing and signing a get, if you're planning to send this get with a shliach, who's going to have to say by nechlin, you have to make sure the shliach is present at the ksiva and the chasima, so that he can honestly say, b'fanai nechta. That's already a big difference. He's actually saying b'fanai. He's not just saying, I know. He's saying, I saw. Plus, the stand, who's eligible? Normally, Kiyum Ashtar requires typically kosher witnesses, men, but not women. But here, a woman is nemenes. Moreover, typically, Kiyum Ashtar requires someone who's not a party to the case. The Malva can't be one of the Eidei Kiyum on the Shtar Chov that he's presenting in Beis Din. But here, Bal Dover can. What's this all about? So Rashi sends you to Mishnayos later, that a woman can bring her own get. A woman brings her own get. That's a funny case. Her husband said, I'm giving you a get, but I don't want it to be chal once you reach the Beis Din in Paris. Too painful. Whatever the rationale is. So she's essentially serving as his shliach to deliver to herself in Paris. You can always tell a shliach, I'm only authorizing you to deliver. You can, you don't have to. You can tell Shay, you're only authorized to deliver in a particular location. He tells the wife, you're only authorized to receive this from yourself as a get when you get to the Beis Din in Paris. Okay. So when she gets to the Beis Din in Paris, she has to say b'fai nechta. Even though she is A, Anisha, and B, Baldover. That wouldn't fly by normal Kiyum Ashtar. So Rabbah says there are already three differences between a normal Kiyum Ashtar and Vanecht Vanechtam. So why do you need to mention the Ksiva? You're right, Asei Chluvi is a problem, but we already solved it. You don't need to solve it by adding the Ksiva. And therefore Rabbah says, why is Ksiva there? Obviously you're wrong. Obviously it's not about Kiyum Ashtar. Obviously it's about Lishma, and then I understand why Ksiva is there. So what does Rabbah respond? The Rava Amar Lecha. Tosus points out Rava only responds not to the first kasha. He doesn't respond to the Isha the Baldavar. And Tosus says, we understand why. Those rarely happen. One in a thousand, one in a million cases, you'll have certainly Baldavar situation. Even the Isha is probably rare. So most of the time you see a Bafana Nichtav, most of the time the Sheikh is someone who could have served as a regular aid. So that's not going to be distinctive most of the time. But the Befanai versus Yadina, that's every time. So that's that's the strongest kasha. That's a toast point said to Masal Kevan. The question again was, why do you need, you're right, Rava, that there's a concern of us to the Chlu family have to make this distinctive and different, visibly different, manifestly different from typical Kiyum Ashtar. But it already is manifesting different because you say Befanai Nechtam. You don't just say, I recognize the signature. You say, I witnessed the signing. That's already very different. So what do you have to mention Ksiva for? So Rava says, well, Rava says, Atu hacha ki amri yadina mila mehemni. Here you could also say, we know. They came into Kiyamri Yadina Mehemni, Asich Lufi, Bekim Shtaraz Dialm Vedachat. No, here you can also do it, we know. So it's not so different. How does that work? Pashup Shah. To Rashi thinks it means you don't have to say Befanai. In fact, you don't have to say Befanai Nechtav. In fact, you can just say, I know that these are, that this is the real signature. Tosus points out that's wild. The Gemara should have said that before in the Ikeb and Ayus. That you don't have to, according to Rava, you don't have to say Befanai. So Tosus thinks in Dimas Lato, he says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is, and he says, Number one, the Gemara should have mentioned that. That's the din. That's enough to say, I know the signatures. And number two, Tosfos points out, as we had discussed earlier, part of why we believe the 1A, it is a kasha, why we believe in the 1A, that was the first round of kashas. And part of the answer is that the old Nifa is only Drabbanan. And part of the answer is, he's saying something very specific and targeted. I was actually present when this happened. So we really put him on the spot. So we understand why we need the Bafana. The Tosfos says, no. And he said, quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. You don't hear Rabbeinu Meshulam so often. He was a contemporary of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Meshulam says at the very end of Tosfos Atu that he says, Yadi'inan, that's plural. Not I know, we know. He says, it's because of the following. The reason why there's so much Asi Lechlufe is because there are two ways to handle a get. As we said earlier, Asiuve Trey, you don't say Befinef, Befinefka. Sometimes one person shows up with a get and he says, Befinef, Befinef, Befinefka. Okay? Sometimes two people show up with a get and they don't have to say that. And certainly if they come and say, we recognize signatures, we're all good. So there's more of a concern, Rabbi Tosfos quotes from Rabbi Shalom, that this whole thing is a little fuzzy. In bringing a get, sometimes one guy comes, he says, Mefanei Nechtam. Sometimes two people come and they say, yeah, we know that it was signed by these people. So the Befanei is a little bit messy. One person says Befanei, but the two people, they don't say Befanei. So it's a little bit messy. So that's why we need to make the one person version very distinct. How do we make the one person version very distinct? Not only from other Kiyum HaShtar, but even from two people bringing a get from Medinas Hayam, by mandating that the one person just say Befanei Nechtam, just say Befanei Nichtav as well. And this goes back. Rava says, I still stand by what I said before. The reason why you say Befanei Nichtav, again, Rava with the green pen wants to cut out the Befanei Nechtav. Right? And Rava's Rabba wanted to cut it out, and Rava's defense was no, Asi Lechlufe. The only way to effectively distinguish one person saying Befanei Nechtam from typical Kiyum HaShtar, or from that matter, from two people bringing a get, and just saying we know that it was signed, is by Dafka adding not just the word Befanei, but the word Nechtam as well. This Befanei is not good enough. You have to have a separate phrase there. You have to mention the ksiva. Okay, so that's the second half of the Gemara. Now let's come back, as promised, at least briefly, to the first half of the Gemara. Let's just at least sketch out what we're going to fill in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Going back to the first half of the Gemara, so here in blue was what Rava had wanted to add. Right? Rava had wanted to add Lishma. He said, according to Rabba, if I were to understand, if Rabba thinks, if the Mishnah were to be talking about Mishayim Bekiyum Lishma, we would have said Lishma. And what did Rabba say? And Rabba said, no, we take it out. Why? Because of Asi L'migzayet. We're worried that that language will get cut out. So it raises a pair of interesting questions to think about. The more obvious one, the more direct one is, let's say it gets cut out. It's not there anyways now. We always cut it out. Halacha l'maisa, we don't say l'shma. Halacha l'maisa, we should say, just say b'fanech b'nechta. We don't say l'shma. So what would be wrong? What would be lost if we said, you should say l'shma? And 90% of the time they'll say, and 10% of the time they'll leave it out. What's the great concern of Asi L'migzayet more than now when no one says it? And it raises as well the more subtle question we had already raised in that phase of Bays, which is, Taka, I understand that, or I don't understand. We'll have to understand what's the problem of L'migzayet. But even if we understand that somehow L'migzayet is a concern, how does this even work at all? You haven't said L'shma. How does it even tell you anything? Okay, maybe people cut it out. How does it work? Rashi had already touched on that. The very top of Beis and Beis, and this Gemara is a great test case for trying to figure that out, which we will pick up with the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow morning. Enjoy your lunch, Chevron.